would be honored if you would join us.
Something dark. Something complete.
It's a trap.
Have you not?
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
And
now I feel like I can take on the whole empire myself.
This even our better.
The great disturbance of the force. As if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror, and were suddenly silenced.
Hello and welcome to Thule Squadron Radio.
Hello everybody.
My name is Gisli.
And I'm Aid.
So there have been huge 2 weeks in X-Wing.
Yeah. Yes.
Lots have happened, but before we talk about that, we have a guest.
Let's introduce the guy.
Yeah, he is probably one of the best IG players in the world, I think.
Top notch.
Yeah, it's fantastic. His name is Jasper Hills.
Hey guys.
How are you?
Hi. I'm good, yeah, I'm good.
All the way from UK.
It's not that far, really.
No. But you are a Scandinavian, so.
I am a Scandinavian.
Nordic. Yeah, we're going to take over the world sometime.
I start with Reykjavik and work my way down, yeah?
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
We're still not, we haven't recovered from that.
Sounds like a sound plan.
For those who don't know, Jasper is the Reykjavik regional champion.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, everybody follows that venue.
Yeah,
everybody
of course.
Knows.
Everyone knows what's happening in Reykjavik, right? tell me, Jasper. Just talking about Reykjavik regional last year.
Mm.
You lost one game, didn't you?
Yeah.
Total.
I can't remember. I can't remember what his name was.
Some scrub.
Yeah. I think it was me, wasn't it?
Yeah. So you showed me. How to beat you.
Yeah.
And then I beat you.
Yeah. And I did some terrible mistake there. In the cut.
I mean, it was the strategic decision to not use Gunner on Whisper.
Let's say that.
And to fly him in between the rocks, so you had no decloak options.
No, yeah. It was a terrible, terrible game for me. But Anyway.
Yeah,
but you're a former UK national champion as well.
I'm former UK national champion, yeah. 2015.
Yeah, 2015. And you played with IGs then.
I did. Right. Yeah, I was actually the first person to win a national championship with Scum.
Okay, nice.
Because they came out just a few months before our nationals.
Okay, that's great. I hated the IGs.
Oh yeah.
Okay. You hated the IGs?
Yeah, because I can't play against them. I can't play against them. No matter what I do, I always lose. Always.
Oh, okay.
And they are a great ship. I mean,
yeah, they are great.
And they were really dominant when they came out.
Yeah.
But could you tell us something about yourself for the few lost souls?
For the people who
really
don't know. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So
something.
I live in England, but I was born in Sweden.
Yeah.
So I've lived here for 20 years.
Wow.
Been playing X-Wing since Wave 3.
Okay.
So I started playing X-Wing in 2014, 2015, won the national championship, went to Worlds, came 22nd.
Okay.
And since then, I've just been getting worse.
At Worlds, you mean?
Yeah, just lower every year.
But I mean, more and more people have been attending Worlds.
Yeah,
so
it's bigger, so that's fine. So relatively speaking, it's
so you're practically in the same spot.
Yeah, but these days, so you travel around, so do tournaments in Europe. So I went to Iceland on my honeymoon, and then played the regional while I was there.
Yeah, you have a great wife.
I have a great wife. I'm very
sounds
grateful.
Like a yeah. good relationship to me. Very nice.
But I mean, we had just got married because it was the honeymoon, yeah. so it was a bit early to divorce.
Like, I just got married. I can't get over
she can't take it back. So.
okay. But yeah. We have some questions for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I had the questions about the what meta. You were one of the guys who started that, really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, it's the hashtag what
meta. Hashtag what meta. Just yeah, I didn't really think about what it was going to mean when I wrote it, but
no.
But it turned into like a thing, right?
Yeah.
So it was a local store. I was local. It was a store championship that I went to with Alex Burke, fellow mm-hmm. podcast host. And I couldn't really decide what to fly on the day, and it was just when the Inul Ratani was becoming a thing.
Okay.
And the meta had been sort of stale for a little while, and I couldn't really decide. So I decided I'll just take IGs because I know the yeah. ship. I'd spent the last year or so flying Ratani. Mm-hmm. I took Ratani to Worlds twice in a row.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember that. So I decided, you know what, I'll just take the IGs. Still a good ship, know how to fly it. But I've been thinking about flying them with ion cannon for a while. Mm-hmm. Thought, let's test it. Let's try it out. It could work. Yeah. People saying, oh, you know, it's not the meta. You know, you can't compete with the meta. I said, well, screw the meta. What meta? Just fly what you want. And with enough sort yeah. of practice, and if you know the ship well enough, and with a bit of luck, you know, anything can work in theory. So that was the start of what meta, which then turned into a big thing about should you be competitive, should you netlist, you know, what does the meta really mean, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But the idea really was that if there's a ship you like and you want to fly it, just fly it. Yeah, you can have fun with anything if you really try.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm so on board with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to my first Worlds last time, and I took a heavy loaded 44 point Whisper and double defenders in a heavy, heavy bomber Alpha Strike meta.
Yep.
I just couldn't think of going to Worlds without flying Whisper at least once.
Yeah.
So, I'm definitely on board with you with that. But yeah. That list you've been flying lately, that's the ion cannon tractor beam control bots.
Yeah.
Many people have heard of it. Can you describe the list?
Yeah, so I started flying it with, so it's push the limit, advanced sensors, auto thrusters. And then on both, I had ion cannon and ion bombs and rigged cargo chute, B and C, IG-88. And eventually I took off the ion bomb from one of them so I could afford tractor beam on both. Mm-hmm. And it, on the table, that gives me all four types of control. So I have ion control with the ion cannons and bomb. I have rigged cargo chute for stress, I can reposition them with tractor beams, and I can block and prevent being blocked. So it has all the tools to deal with sort of any matchup, and I've played it for about 6 months now, and I don't think it has any bad matchups, but really it requires so much focus to fly properly, because if you sort of mess up, then it's very hard to recover because your damage output is almost non-existent.
Oh, you're kind of just walking the spaceship off the table, really.
And that's the idea, but
yeah.
I describe this list like some sort of gun wound to the stomach. You know you're about to die. You're not going to die quite yet, but you can't really do anything about it.
So I love the squad. I really do, because to me it's classic X-Wing. You know, it's all about positioning, controlling the tempo, you know,
and
baiting, chasing, switching, you know, flying.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you come about this build? Did you just, I think I'll slap on an iron cannon there, or I'll think I, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you obviously love the ship. You just tweaked it a lot, and then suddenly you came upon it.
Yeah, pretty much. Like in my head, that in practice there are two ways of flying IG-88. You take fire control, or you take advanced sensors.
Yeah.
And then you build the rest of the list from there. But that's the split. And I can't fly the fire control version. I've tried a number of times, but it's completely opposite to how I want to fly ships.
Yeah.
So I fly advanced sensors, and with that, basically take PTL or Predator, and I like PTL. And then it's just you switch up what you have left. So you have between 8 and sort of 5 points left. So what can you do? And I said, yeah, I'll try the iron cannon. I see if it works, and it does. You have to play it differently. You have to fly it differently, but it works.
Yeah,
especially in the last meta before
low agility.
That was great. Yeah,
the low agility ships were huge there. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So was it like a meta call for you? You wanted to fly the IGs, and you know what really scoops the meta off. Was that your thinking, or were just I want to just play what I want?
Yeah, I mean a bit of both. Like it's funny that this whole what meta hashtag got attached to it, because really I was thinking quite a lot about the meta, ironically. You know, I don't want to turn up with, you know, two T-65s. You know, I want to be able to compete. You know, I'm there to compete.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll take the ship I like that no one seems to be flying anymore, and see what I can tweak to make it viable. And nobody would sit there and say, okay, well, take two cannons that only do one damage a turn, you know, and do that. But it works.
Yeah.
Sounds really bad, but it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it comes as a surprise for many people who play against you.
Yeah.
Just how this list works, really.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you play it. I've only seen photos.
Yeah, for two reasons. I hate playing on stream.
Yeah.
Because I always lose on stream. A lot of the events I go to aren't streamed. So.
Yeah. Talking about stream.
Yeah.
Hey, it has been working on.
Been fiddling around with some equipment.
Yeah.
So we might branch out to that.
Oh yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
So got a little. Itty bitty camera and that's all we got really.
That's all you need.
Camera and
camera and light.
Tripod, lights, and maybe a phone for dice cam. But we're gonna try it out.
Yeah, nice. But it's like you say. It's the meta was very ripe for that kind of build because it was a very low agility meta, and even the meta that came after it. With Nim and Miranda and Biggs, when you really think about it, those kind of lists, they're built around only getting shot a handful of times, or if they're getting shot a lot, not a lot of damage is going through. You know, you go up against like an FSR list, you're only going to be doing one damage a turn, whether you have an HLC or a cruise missile or an ion cannon. See, if you're only doing one damage a turn, you might as well make it do something useful.
Yeah, that's true.
And it means you can keep both defensive tokens, focus and evade. You don't spend them on the attack. You've got gunner and you've got two ships shooting, so you're pretty much guaranteed to hit anyway.
And of course, with the tractor beam and iron, you're messing up with the swarm.
Yeah.
You can take picks away from the whole swarm.
Absolutely.
But of course, that's not a major issue now.
No.
As with Lorik, maybe.
But Lorik has filled that gap. So if you can move Lorik around, it's...
Yeah, I think actually Lorik is better than Biggs in many lists. Like Kanan Lorik. I think that's actually a better list than Kanan Biggs.
Yeah, I agree.
You mean what Kanan Biggs used to be?
Yeah, what Kanan Biggs used to be.
Comparing
the two. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Have you been flying something else lately?
What have you been looking at?
Because we have had a few new ships and everything else. Harpoons.
Yeah, I tried the harpoon stuff when it came out. I think you talked about the list in your last episode.
Yeah, yeah. I made a similar list than yours.
Okay.
Didn't do really that good because I had Auto Blaster turret.
Yeah, Auto Blaster Nim.
Auto Blaster Nim and Bomblets. And it worked okay, but then I saw your list. Okay, he's not using any bombs on Nim, no. Just TLT. And I have been trying that out, and oh man, it works so much better.
Because TLT with Dengar crew is stupid good.
It's stupid good, yeah. I flew my first Vassal game for about 2 years.
Okay.
Just today. And I flew that list. It was, the Nim and double K-wings, all harpooned, the 27-point K-wings. I flew against the new Kylo Silencer. I won that game 100-0.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit about the silencer later in the episode.
Yeah. you cannot.
Yeah.
No, it's big news.
It's huge news. It's going to be a meta breaking, I think.
Yeah. So okay. Is your first time in 2 years playing on Vessel?
Yeah, I used to play a little bit. Not really. I wasn't in deep core or anything like that, but I wanted to play more. I'm actually just practicing for regionals and worlds and
just getting a few reps
I need more games and I need to play with more people. Of course, Iceland is a small country. The play group here is about 30 guys.
Yeah.
Only guys roughly. Now. We have had girls. We would like to have more girls. But
anyone really.
Yeah, but
so
do you have a question?
Yeah. So looking forward, but no, maybe not. Now that you've attended Worlds, and you've attended Euros, and numerous nationals and stuff, and of course you've been to Reykjavik Regional. So what is your absolute favorite venue to go to? And keep in mind, you've been to Reykjavik.
that was a huge turnout there.
It was a big tournament, right?
Yeah, it was 27 people, I think.
Yeah, we never top that again. So,
and four of them were foreign. Yeah.
We actually might.
Yeah, four of them, yeah.
There are a few foreigners that are, especially Brits, there are planning on going.
Yeah.
They're thinking about it.
They're thinking about
it. I made it more popular, which is going to make it harder for me to come back and win again. But
I think they're collecting wife points.
Everybody's very conscious about collecting wife points for future years.
Yeah, I've been collecting the whole year for the next Worlds.
Nice.
But what is your, favorite, what is the thing you look for?
My favorite venue? Wow. That's
Not exactly venue or, type of tournament.
I mean, I guess the UK Nationals is the big one in my calendar. It's the first big event I won, and also, it's the home turf, it's the big one here. I can't go this year. So I'm hoping to go to other European nationals instead. But it's Euros was amazing. Euros was really cool. And it's going to be even bigger this year.
If I don't get a ticket to Worlds, I'm going to Euros.
Yeah.
It's either one of them.
But I mean, the world's experience is really hard to compare to anything else. Because you guys went for the first time early this year?
First time for me, second for
my second.
Yeah. So I've been 3 years now. And it just gets better and better. And it's really hard to compare it to any kind of other tournament. And I'd recommend anyone who can get the opportunity to go, because it's really cool.
It's really cool. It is.
Don't say that. We need our tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we go on with some news, maybe?
Yeah.
We had System Open, the first one, Mandalore.
At PAX.
Yeah, PAX was PAX Open. It was Mandalore. They called it.
But I think they're all called Mandalore this year.
Oh yeah, okay, they are.
Yeah, I think this year is like the Mandalore year of System Open.
Okay, that's news for me.
I don't know, because the rest have been announced, but they have no names, mm-hmm. right? So.
We just have dates, right?
Yeah.
That was one by Andrew Bunn.
Yeah.
With Jeff Mastermindlik, just new style Paratani.
Ah, more Paratani.
Yeah, more Paratani. It hasn't changed.
Nope.
Jump Master has been nerfed to bits, and Atani nerfed as well. But it's still fantastically good. It seems.
And of course, tournaments, it's always the player wins.
Yeah, of course. And Yuvan is a fantastic player.
Yeah.
Wasn't he the only player to go 9-0 last Worlds? I think so.
Then he lost. Maybe.
Then he lost against.
Andrew lost against.
I think he lost against Nantes.
Yeah.
In top 8 or top 16, either way. That was a great game. In System Open.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? Yeah.
I did. Yeah. Jonathan Grasser.
Yeah, he was second. With a heavy
super Assage. Yeah.
Super Assage.
But I was so surprised not to see those two players in the final, but to see those two lists in the final.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Like I thought I'd been like time traveling all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I was like, what?
Yeah,
what made it to the top?
Yeah, exactly.
Mindling.
Yeah. I was thinking about something, some harpoon or
yeah,
or but even yeah.
But when
or,
you
or
when
or
you
even
gotta start out with something new, you go with start with something that you know, and people obviously know Paratani list. So
yeah, mm-hmm. of course, it was really close to the FAQ, so people might have not been practicing with something else. I don't know.
Yeah,
but that was a fantastic.
But it was quite a low turnout for a System Open.
Okay. It was 130 people, I think, so something like that.
Yeah, 130. But but considering it was it could have been so much bigger.
It really happened. They announced it
very
late.
But what did you think about the format?
I think it's a great format. I really do.
I agree with you.
We've talked a bit about it on our show as well. I'm a big fan of the X and 1 and the X and 2
mm-hmm.
cuts.
Yeah.
Because everyone has had that tournament where they miss the cut. They were one loss, and they're like the 1-5 and 1 who doesn't make it because of like 3 MOV, and it's just the worst feeling.
Yeah. This kind of just cuts out MOV altogether.
Yeah.
That's. I think that is great. I hate MOV really, because you build lists around MOV.
Yeah.
And some list, like I don't know, Gunner Vader Decimator, for example, you just burn MOV.
Mm-hmm.
You're just making a ship.
Yeah.
Just two.
So I mean,
to die. Yeah.
I mean, I like how MOV still matters in some ways, because it will determine if you get a buy going into the elimination round.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's but it's not going to matter for making the cut, which I think is great.
Yeah, but you kind of don't know if you're going to get the buy, because you don't know how many people are going to make the cut.
Yeah, exactly. So you can't really stress too much about it.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, so I really like it. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm.
And that Invitational is probably going to be the hardest tournament ever.
Yes.
Oh wow! Yeah.
It's
yeah. It's going to be insane.
I get goosebumps thinking about it. Sounds.
Because every player there will either have gone undefeated,
yeah,
in a Swiss tournament or qualify top eight in a cup.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Getting goosebumps.
That's yep. Crazy. Yeah, the best players in the world are going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, the best players who attended the System Open.
Yeah.
We're from Iceland. We
yeah.
We have to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
Are you guys going to any System Opens?
I actually tried to buy a ticket to the UK one. Didn't get a ticket.
Oh.
I wanted a ticket just to be able to go if I wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't manage to get a ticket, but I might buy for the Polish, I think.
Yeah, that's doable.
Yeah, there's still tickets for Italy and Poland, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I think so as well. That's going to be smaller, but yeah, I've never attended System Open, and the acrylic crack there,
it's good.
The prize support, it's fantastic.
It's really good, and there's so much stuff for just participating.
Yeah,
yeah,
which I think is really nice.
It's great.
All the altars are fantastic.
Yeah, and if you just go, if you stay for four rounds in the hyperspace mm-hmm. qualifier, you get all
yeah.
the altars.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't even have to win. So
no,
that's nice.
That's just, you know, show up, play a bunch of games. Doesn't really matter how you really do.
Yeah,
you get swag and you get a lot of games in and mix it up with a lot of people. So that's really what X-Wing is about.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, the people. I think
yeah.
The people. After going to Worlds, I started to think about this game for a whole different level, really.
Yeah.
Everyone's so friendly.
And now everyone's when you go back to Worlds, now you're X-Wing famous, so.
Yeah. Yeah, now we'll get a bounty on our head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Probably start us some beef with...
Yeah, OCX tried to make a beef with us.
OCX?
Yeah.
But they're like the two nicest guys, like.
Yeah. No, they wanted, you know, start some beef.
Yeah,
yeah, let's
because
do that.
We're too nice.
Yeah, we're too nice.
But we're going to come back to that.
Yeah, we'll come back
a little bit.
Yeah.
So, Jesper.
Yeah.
You heard all the news, all the articles from FFG for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, we're going into actual content now? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Actual content.
We've been rambling on for half an hour about... I wouldn't say nothing because it's pretty
big
cool.
Tournament
big
experiences
tournament experiences
yeah. is something. It's hard
and
to...
And Jesper's list.
Yeah.
The list. Control bots. I love that list. I keep saying it. I tried to play it once.
How did it
I
go?
It didn't go.
It didn't.
I actually bought a second IG just for that.
Okay.
Just to be able to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't go. And about content.
Moving on. Okay.
Moving on. We had an article about the Resistance bomber.
Yeah, man.
That's quite a good looking ship, I think.
I think it's a great looking ship.
Yeah, it's really Star Warsy. You just look at it and it just yells Star Wars.
Yeah,
yeah. It's got a very non-Star Wars name.
Yeah, the Resistance bomber. Yeah,
no,
the
BSF-17
yeah.
bomber.
BSF-17, yeah.
It should be BFS, big fucking ship.
Yeah.
See, we're calling it the big space friend.
The big space friend, yeah.
Yeah.
I said it's a breed of a submarine and a B-wing.
Yeah.
The look of it.
It looks a lot like that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But hey, do you wanna go over the stats of it?
Yeah, sure. So it's a large spaceship. It has a 2 dice turret, 1 agility, 9 hull, and 3 shields.
That's a lot.
Beefy.
Yeah, very beefy.
and you, yeah.
The upgrade slots. You have a system, a couple of bomb slots, and attack.
So you can build it pretty nicely.
Yeah.
It comes with a lot of stuff. The pilots, we have a PS1 pilot, just with no ability, which is 25 points. So you could use four of them.
You wouldn't, but you can.
With collision detector, maybe?
Sure.
It's a lot to chew through, but it's not going to do any damage.
No, ever.
48 hit points. Like
48 hit points. It's going to kill Nim. I'm going to tell you that. Yeah. It's going to kill Nim. Then we have a PS4 guy. He's quite cool.
It's called Crimson Specialist.
Yeah. Do you want to read it?
Yeah. When placing a bomb token, you drop, after revealing your maneuver dial, you may place the bomb token anywhere in the play area, touching your ship.
Yeah.
That is a really cool ability, I think.
Yeah, but what's touching?
No, don't go,
No, really, I don't think FFG has said anything about touching. Because they always talk about overlapping.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
So, but it's clear from the text, you have to place it and the bomb token has to be touching the base of the ship. It's not, yeah.
But can you put it under your ship? But you because you can potentially put a bomb under your ship.
No, it's after you maneuver and the ship is on the playmat. Yeah, okay.
I mean the bomb isn't really touching your ship if it's under it. It has a
small
space.
You can't put it under it if you just finished your maneuver.
It's for the rule lawyers.
Yeah. Fuck.
I think. But I think it's a cool ability. It's meant to be. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows how it's supposed to be. It's.
Yeah.
Some. I think a lot of TOs might. have some difficulties if some guys
not like, if they have common sense.
Let's just call them Chris Allen's. Gonna show up.
Did you know that touching actually exists in the rules reference?
Did it? Oh, sorry.
But it says nothing about physically what that means.
No.
It just means
no.
Two ships are touching if they hit each other and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Weird.
Weird.
Yeah. Probably best not to think too much.
No.
And then they have a PS6 guy. Eight. You can read that. Go ahead.
Yeah, the PS6 is the Cobalt Leader. Same upgrades and stats. When attacking, if the defender is at range 1 of a bomb token, the defender rolls 1 fewer defense die. To a minimum of 0, of course.
So, guys, how do you like that? It's 28 points. I think it's useless, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's not an ability I would pay points for.
No.
When you're dropping bombs, you kind of wanted to hit.
Okay,
with my minefield mapper. Okay.
No, because nobody will. No.
Rebel Nim, keep the bomb.
Yeah, keep the bomb.
Okay.
Suppress their agility, or if you're running this guy, run clusters. You know, he goes over it. Minus agility for the bomb token that he doesn't hit. This is a silly.
Yeah, I think it's a. I wouldn't pay anything for it.
No. And it's... Yeah. It's really only the action bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the other one blew up.
Okay. Yeah, the other one already blew up.
Yeah.
But there is something to be said with this guy and snapshot A-wings. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
You with your snapshots.
And A-wings.
It is an A-wing guy.
Yeah.
If you could, he would fly A-wings and B-wings all the time.
Every group has one. A-wing guy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Statistically speaking, there's one of me everywhere. Yeah, sure. Jesus. It's probably, there's probably a name for what I am, but they haven't done studies on it.
Oh yeah, but we have a PS7 guy.
Yep, Crimson Leader. That's when attacking, if the defender is inside your firing arc, you may spend one hit or crit result to assign the rattled condition to the defender.
Yeah, and the rattled condition says when you suffer a damage or a critical damage from a bomb, you suffer one additional critical damage. Then remove this card, and it's an action. You roll one attack die.
Yeah.
On a hit or a focus result, you can remove it. That might be quite powerful, I think.
But you have to do it the turn before you bomb.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Mm.
But with those bombers, if you were making a bomber list, especially with the new card, the trajectory simulator, it might become handy. I mean,
you have to roll up, you have to shoot him with your turret, okay, that's, and you don't have to hit him, you just take one hit or crit away.
But it has to be in your arc as well.
Yeah, it has to be in the
arc. Oh, that's true. So
you're kind of just, you know, setting up a bombing run for next turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it really has to be action bombs, because... he probably has actioned out the condition.
Mm.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the question.
Yeah.
Crimson Leader is 29 points.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of work to get that rattle condition to work properly.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could pay 2 points for Sabine.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But imagine Sabine on the map with this guy. Then you're getting what? Yeah.
Can we just not talk about Sabine?
Okay. Fine.
Okay.
I will not go there.
You know how I feel about Sabine. I'm not gonna talk about it. I love her. In Rebels.
Yeah.
Hater in the game. But we had a few cards as well.
Yeah. Coming in this pack, we get the Trajectory Simulator. That says you may launch bombs using the 5 forward template instead of dropping them. You cannot launch bombs with the action header this way.
Yeah, and they cleared that in the article that you are launching them 5 forward.
Yeah.
So you can't just put them quite anywhere. Like someone was... I mean, everyone knew it, but someone was.
But if you use it on a Crimson Specialist Pilot Skill 4 guy, which can put it anywhere, just touching and using the template, so in a 5 speed radius around the Crimson 4.
He's not using that. No, you can't use a trajectory.
There's probably something that the rules lawyers can go around to make that happen.
Yeah, might. But we also got deflecting plating, which is a modification, BSF 17 bomber only, one of many in this pack. When a friendly bomb detonates, you may choose not to suffer it effects. If you do, roll an attack die on a hit result, discard this card. This is a nice modification for those bombers.
I think it's a necessary modification.
Oh yeah, looking at the dial, which was leaked, we're not gonna go into the dial. The only way to get around the trajectory simulator is go one hard turn. Everything else is gonna
hit your own bomb.
But then again, you have loads of hull and shield, so
yeah,
you can take one bomb or something if you're gonna hit an ace or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, this is great.
Yeah, I think it's unnecessary. It's a modification. Yeah. I really don't see any other modification for those guys to take.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just spending the points.
I don't think they're gonna. It's not a ship for engine upgrade or anything like that.
But I think this upgrade, I think you need it if you're running any bomb that is not seismic or ion. If you run the bomblet or the proton,
mm-hmm.
you need deflective plating to stop yourself getting crits all the time.
Yeah, exactly. But then again, you might lose it the first turn.
Yeah.
It's possible. But it's only 1 point, so I think it's fair.
Oh, sure. You said you wouldn't run engine upgrade on this, but you could run advanced sensors and engine, so you could pre-boost before you drop a bomb.
Yeah,
you can do that. You can do that. That actually might be... That's your style.
Yeah, that's my style.
Yeah, that might be good, I think.
All of a sudden gotten a load of ships and instances where it's really good to put advanced sensors in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any ship that can take it, it's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen it run really the last facet of the game until now.
And
until Nim.
Oh, well, Nathan has been using it on
Corrin.
Nathan ID. Yeah. With he's obviously a fantastic player, so as well. But then we have a title, Crossfire Formation.
Yep.
When defending, if there's at least one friendly resistance ship at range 1 to 2 of the attacker, you may add one focus result to your roll. That's 2 points.
What's with the friendly resistance ship?
Yeah, that's a first.
That's a first sub-faction card, yeah.
Yeah, it's a first sub-faction. I actually like it. That means they might do something. We're always talking about the X-Wing fix.
Yeah.
They might say X-Wing only, Rebel only, instead of Resistance, which might fix the T-65, if they're going to go this route.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
Faction called?
Is it
Rebel Alliance?
Rebel Alliance and Resistance, yeah.
Yeah.
So they might say Rebel
Alliance.
Rebel Alliance only,
yeah.
Because the T-65 isn't named
T-65. Ah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so that's an X-Wing fix.
Yeah. What do you think about the title?
I think it's really cool. I really like it. Obviously, there isn't many ships that you can run with it.
No, it's the T-70
and the YT-2400.
But only half the pilots, yeah.
Yeah, but you can run it with Rey.
Yeah.
And old man Han.
And Chewbacca, new Chewbacca.
Chewbacca, yeah. I actually like new Chewbacca.
New Backer.
Then we have Advanced Optics.
Ah, it's the POFIX.
It's the POFIX. Well, Poe really didn't need it.
No, he didn't.
But it's you cannot have more than one focus token. During the end phase, do not remove an unused focus token from your ship. So that's 2 points, and it's really just a duke for focus.
Comrelay.
Comrelay, not Duke, sorry. I always think about Omega Leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Duke, Comrelay, whatever.
Imperial Scum.
Do you think it's better than Comrelay?
Better?
No.
I don't think it's worse either. It's situational, I think. On some ship, it might work. I mean, on Poe, it might be better, but... Intensity Com Relay Poe is really good. So
you run this on Poe for sure.
Yeah,
right.
I think if you run it if you take VI Poe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. VI.
And then it opens up for you to
boost or even take a target lock.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then we have the Ordnance Silos.
Mm-hmm. When you equip this card, this is a BSF-17 bomber only. When you equip it, place 3 Ordnance tokens on each other equipped bomb upgrade card. When you are instructed to discard an upgrade card, you may discard 1 Ordnance token on that card instead. So
it's an extra munitions for bombs.
For the
BSF. But you get more of them.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
But they only have like 2 slots. So actually just...
Now you get
but
4.
But yeah, what? You get 4.
Really?
Yeah, you use 1 slot for the bomb and the other one for the silos. So
it's 1
you
time.
Get the
you get 2 slots on the ship.
Yeah, you get
so
2 slots.
Really,
and you don't have a torpedo slot, so you can't
produce extra
resistance.
Sure.
Which is
they learned their lesson with the with the Jump Master.
Yeah.
Okay.
About the ship, how do you like it? Anything new?
I like it. I mean, it's new. It's a big bomber.
Yeah. It's a ship I'm only going to buy one of, I think.
Yeah.
I will buy one for sure, and I'm going to try something out with maybe Nim, a caving, and that. I don't know what the points come out to, but...
I might try 4 of them on Vassal. because I don't have to buy them.
Yeah, just call up D from Minox, and you can run your 4 bombers against this 4 Finlop.
For Jetmasters,
yeah.
Trick Shot. Yeah. I think the Trick Shot would blow me to pieces.
Yeah, do you think?
I don't know. I think the ship is okay. Like, it's a nice looking ship.
It looks really well.
It's a hard ship to get excited about. Like, it can only focus and target lock. It's 2 dice primary, lots of hull. But it's you can build it to be a bomber and that's it.
Yeah,
basically
nothing else.
Yeah.
So for the bomb guys out there, they might be.
But I think all the unique.
But there are so many ships that can do. Almost the same thing, but better.
Yeah. It's a very it's a very specific ship.
Yeah.
Very specific. Yes.
Very specific. I don't think the unique pilots. I don't know. All the abilities look like they. You need to really make them work or try to make them work.
It might be a good shape. Good ship in Epic.
Oh, I think it would be great in Epic.
Yeah, but. We would have to fly Epic to be able to.
Yeah.
I have the Epic ships. They're in my garage, in the boxes. I kind of just open them and take out the cards I need.
Oh, you bought the Palpatine expansion pack?
Yeah.
It comes with the ship apparently.
And I got extra advanced cards with it, which I haven't used.
Yeah, do you know what? When I bought the Raider, I immediately went out and I bought 4 TIE Advanced.
Oh.
So I could run all 4. And I've still never put them on the table.
No.
No. So that was worth it.
But I like this ship. It's new.
Yeah.
It got a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing groundbreaking, really. Nothing.
No.
I don't think that's any meta breaking.
Yeah, but if I'm running this ship,
yeah.
I would probably go 2 points to the pilot skill 4 guy, so you can drop the bomb token anywhere.
Yeah, it's
2 points.
Great ace tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have really nothing else to say about.
No, it's not an exciting ship.
No,
it'll just blend in with the rest. Nothing going on so much. Okay, you want to go to the next one?
Yeah, the next one was a huge one.
Hey, the big guy.
The big guy. The ship is actually huge.
It's so big.
It's so big, but it's so pretty.
Yeah, I noticed that you put holy shit in the show notes in all caps.
Yeah, all caps. That I actually put it there the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, it was the, exactly the first time I saw the dial.
Yeah.
Which we're going to talk about later.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's the, of course, we're talking about the Thai silencer.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got three hole. Three attack dice, three agility, four hole, and two shield. So it's kind of beefy. At least the PS9 has a EPT slot, a system, and attack slot.
Yeah, and its native actions are focus, target lock, barrel, and boost.
Yeah, so no evade.
No evade.
No evade.
Which I think is good.
Evades
would make it
ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
I think no evade is the only thing that makes it even remotely balanced.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Keeping that out. I have a few counter argues. About that.
Okay. Get to
but
that.
We have a we have pilots. You wanna talk about that? Well, yeah.
Do we have pilots?
Yeah, we had pilots, but let's just talk about the big guys.
The two. Yeah, top.
The two top ones.
Okay, we have Blackout. He's a PS7.
Oh no, Ed. Huh? He's called Test Pilot Blackout.
Oh yeah, of course. His job is being a test pilot.
Yeah.
He's called Blackout.
Testing out Kylo Ren ship.
Yeah. All the time. When attacking, if the attack is obstructed, the defender rolls two fewer defense dice.
To a minimum of zero.
Yeah, of course.
So it's basically
negating.
It's basically Vatch's ability, but you have to be behind.
Yeah.
A debris or a rock or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
I think this is a great ability.
Oh yeah, I really like it.
Really
I
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, yep. I do too. And at PS7, he's, I think, balanced. You can put VI on it, but with the system slot and the EPT slot, do you really want to play it with anything else than push the limit advanced sensors?
Probably not.
No,
I don't think so. Well,
you want to have the option of double repositioning, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we have the big guy. We have Kylo Ren. He has the same ability as the Upsilon shuttle.
Yeah.
The first time you are hit by an attack, each round assign, I'll show you the dark side condition card on the to the defender.
Attacker.
Attacker.
Yeah. That would be neat, though.
It would.
But the difference in this ship, is that's a pilot skill 9 instead of 6, like the Upsilon. So, how do you like this guy?
His pilot ability is you only have like 4 hull and 2 shields. You really don't want to get hit. So it's...
But nothing wants to hit you either.
No.
The thing about this, I think it's a great end game ship.
Fantastic, you
can blind the guy twice and PS0 him and something like that.
Yeah.
But as a pilot ability for the game, I don't really think it's that good. Mostly because you can't run Kylo crew with it.
Sure. Yeah. You don't want. Yeah, because you can't run the crew with it. But this one, you just can't leave it on the board to be the last ship in an endgame situation.
No.
So you're gonna have to be shooting it the whole game.
Yeah.
Until you kill it. So his ability is gonna be proccing, early in the game. So.
But that's of course only if you are able to shoot him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with bring turret chips.
Yeah. Bring turret chips. Yeah, that's one of my arguments. Turrets are gonna chew him down.
Yes.
But we have some cards. In this pack, we have the advanced optics.
Yep.
Which in attack slot we get two of those as well in this pack. So
we're
gonna end up with 4. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tax slot is actually quite good on the silencer, even with the advanced sensors push limit.
Yeah, I just think almost every tech upgrade is useful.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good slot.
Yeah, it's a good slot. And then you have the threat tracker, which is a small ship only tech slot. When an enemy ship inside your firing arc at range 1 to 2 becomes the active ship during the combat phase, you may spend your target lock on that ship to perform a free boost or a barrel action, if that action is in your action bar.
Now you see me, now you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you take this card and you glue it onto the front of Test Pilot Blackout.
Yeah. I think this is actually, you could make VI push the limit, no, VI fire control system threat tracker Kylo Ren. I think that might be a viable option as well, with auto thrusters as well.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Staple that on there.
Yeah. Mm. So you can shoot at the guy and then he comes active and you just barrel out of the way or boost out of range.
Yeah, getting out of them marks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you've got PTL, you can also PTL in the combat phase here to do both.
Yeah.
It is so, yeah.
That's cool. As you can see, the reposition must be on your action bar. That means other tech ships like the T-70 can't use barrel on it, just boost.
No.
So.
Okay. So. And we get also a debris gambit. Action: assign one evade token to your ship for each obstacle at range 1 to a maximum of 2 evade tokens.
Okay,
that is a cool card.
Yeah.
Did anyone say youngster?
Yeah. Excellent for youngster.
Yeah. It really is.
It screams youngster to me.
Yeah. But it's also really good for being able to get evade tokens on a ship with comm relay.
Yeah.
If you don't have evade on your action bar.
No, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Like I wrote here. Mm-hmm. But should we talk about the dial?
We should talk about the dial.
One thing, it's crazy. It's 10
so green.
Green maneuvers.
It's beautiful.
It's got everything. It's got a picture of my mom in it as well. It's everything there.
It's called a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got 10 green maneuvers, 4 white ones, and 3 red. But the thing about those red ones are they are 1 K turn, and then it gets a talon roll.
Yeah. Yeah. 3 talon roll.
Yeah. I actually think those talon rolls puts this dial over the edge.
Yeah, it makes it crazy. Crazy good.
It makes it crazy, crazy good. Do you wanna read the dial out loud?
Yeah.
All those.
I mean, everything's there. Sure. No, it only 1 speed maneuvers hard turns, and then he has all the 2s, which are all green. And in the 3s, he gets the talon rolls, which are red. And you get a white 3 hard turn, and 3 bank and 3 forward is green. 4 forward is green, and 5 forward is green. And then the 4 K turn, which is red.
5 forward green!
Yes, it's an A-wing.
Ah, oh, so good.
Yeah, with a boost and a barrel roll, it's so easy to get out of range and arcs and. And it has a 2 green turn, so advanced sensors push the limit. It's just made for this dial.
Yeah.
It's too good. If this was a rebel ship, I would be so psyched.
That's why I'm psyched.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. It's like It's like a new Phantom, only better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Way better.
I have 4 Phantoms. Oh, I might have to put them up on a shelf.
Yeah. It's bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bigger, yeah, better everything. And I might have to defect to Imperial side. Ship is bonkers.
Yeah. And yeah, well, I did a little calculation on this dial. On the maneuvers you could possibly end up in, just with a whole dial.
With a push limit, advanced
with
sensors.
With push limit, advanced sensors.
Yeah. Double repositioning.
Yeah.
You know.
First, I calculated the moves for a TIE interceptor, just like Sundir fell, because that was the big.
The Arc Dodger.
Yeah. And in my calculations, he could possibly be in 254 places. That's the TIE interceptor.
That's not taking into the back or front barreling. That's just a.
No. I only calculated barrel roll in right or in left.
Yeah.
I didn't. Because the other way it's unlimited.
Yeah.
But then I calculated the TIE silencer. That's on a different level. Without a tech slot, I calculated 526 position he could end up in every single round.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna, let's say, take prime thrusters with it, you're gonna end up with 609 different locations you can end up in. So like I said, this dial and with push the limit advanced sensor, it's on a different level of arc dodging. But then again, sometimes you need to end up stressed and everything like that, but it's mad.
Yeah, I mean, basically you can put the ship wherever you want.
Yeah.
And
Stress optional.
Yeah.
Stress optional.
Facing whichever way you like.
It's
crazy.
Really.
Yeah.
But will this ship be an OP ship? I don't think so. It's a fantastic dial. It's definitely the best dial in the game.
Yeah.
It's the most maneuverable ship in the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, people are going nuts on Reddit and FFG forum.
Yeah, but Reddit goes nuts about everything.
I can see why.
Yeah, of course. But everyone's saying it's gonna be OP. No one's gonna fly anything else. Yadda yadda yadda.
That was my initial thought when I was looking at this content, but it has some weaknesses, of course.
You can whittle
it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't block it, of course.
Yeah.
It's not possible to block unless you have a TIE swarm.
No, unless you.
But you can stress it.
You can stress it if you can shoot it.
Yeah.
You can stress it, and you can eye on it.
Yeah.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah, funny.
It has an arc, kinda.
Yeah.
Because you can, well, it does have the 80-degree arc, but of course you can put it up and
you
put
can point it
anywhere you like. So it's
essentially it's a turret.
It's it's a turret.
But I think there are two main reasons why I think, while very very good, the ship is not broken. The first reason is that it's just flying.
Yeah.
That it's got one, it can do one cool trick, and that's fly wherever it wants all the time. And it's a cool trick. But there are far more broken things in the game than cool flying.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like the damage output isn't insane. It's not invulnerable like Soontir is.
Well, with the fire control, the damage output might be fine, but with the push limit advanced sensors, of course.
When you're comparing it to munitions,
but it's one shot with three dice, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of look at this ship as a point fortress. Really, you can. It might survive the whole game with, and you are spending like 55 to 57 points on it. I'm talking about Kylo.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not allowed to shoot at it, you're gonna win. But
yeah.
But especially with turrets, and turrets are everywhere. You kind of don't see a list without at least one turret in the game. It's gonna wear it down.
Yeah. So you can basically guarantee two evades every turn with the ship,
mm-hmm.
with sensor cluster,
because
mm-hmm. then you have auto thrusters and sensor cluster. So if you roll three blanks, you get two evades.
Yeah.
So a turret will take it down.
Yeah, eventually. It might take time, but it will happen. I think you're going to have to fly it kind of like Soontir fell.
Yeah.
And Whisper. If in doubt, don't.
If in doubt, don't.
Yeah.
But it can afford to get a bit more aggressive than Soontir can.
It has the two shields and the four hull.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're playing against this ship, you can't allow it to reach the end game.
No.
Then you're screwed. You're royally screwed.
Yeah.
You will just lose. So
if you have an arc chip. Of course, Kylo is going to... the silencer is going to prey on every arc chip.
Yeah. Every arc
with a PS under its PS,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or even with all these maneuverability options, you also you can't really plan for it. Okay, you can, you know, go into the general vicinity of where you think he's gonna end up, and then reposition and maybe get a shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what I think is good about this ship, apart from the fact that it's a great pilot, it's a great ship, I think the effect it will have on the game is positive.
It might be.
Yeah.
Because it's about flying, and the whole ship is about flying, and for me that's a big important part of the game.
Yeah.
It's the biggest.
100% agree with you.
So it's not some broken upgrade combo, it's not some auto damage combo, like it's just flying. And I think that feels more wholesome somehow.
Sure.
In the regular wholesome way or the crates wholesome way?
In between, in the middle.
In between.
But also I think we'll see less dash, because one of these will just, you know, one of these with Kylo will just win against dash.
Yeah.
And anything with less dash is good for me. I'm okay with that.
I fly Imperial, so that hasn't really been a problem.
Yeah, fair. But I think, you know, if we see things like Rey and Han, they'll always go up to VI now.
Mm-hmm.
And initiative bidding is going to become very, very important.
Yeah, initiative bidding and pilot skill bidding. We might see a new pilot skill war.
Yeah.
Again. And of course, like the initiative bidding, like for example, Last Worlds, people were bidding down to 94 points, and I think Duncan Howard said he would go all the way down to 90 points.
Yeah. Have you tried to do any list building with Kylo in the ship?
Yeah, I went for Kylo and Whisper and 13 point bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been seeing here some people have been throwing around Kylo and what's the PS4 Upsilon Striden,
mm-hmm.
Major Striden,
yeah.
With the Upsilon with Palpatine and, you know, the things, and like a 13 point bid,
yeah,
14 point bid.
Oh, that's
that. Yeah, that exclamates the people's confidence in this ship.
Yeah,
but. Some people are gonna get, you know, like you said, you can whittle it down. And if it's the only ship in the list doing anything, you're gonna be disappointed.
But I can really see, like you said, Gisli, some point fortress end games. Like, can you imagine, like, a 47-point Kylo PS9 against a PS9 Po at, like, 49 points in the end game for 2 hours?
it's horrible.
It's
horrible. But we have seen it in Miranda versus Miranda matches.
Yeah. Yeah. And this will be more exciting to watch than that.
Oh yeah, it's got an arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just not flying around with TLTs. Yeah.
So I'm super excited about this ship.
Yeah, I am too. Super excited. But
only thing I'm scared about, because we're gonna get more arcs back, but are those arcs, all of them, gonna be this ship?
No.
Is it gonna push out other aces?
No. I think Vader might become even stronger, because Vader with VI is fabulous.
Yeah, I think in a weird way, this ship will bring other aces back.
Yeah.
Because you will need other aces to catch this ship. Mm-hmm. Things like Jake and Soontir and things like that.
Yeah. Jake, Soontir, Vader,
Poe.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Quick Draw, because I don't really consider Quick Draw as an ace type ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of a cannon.
But I think it sets the scene quite nicely for a lot of ace on ace matchups.
I think it's gonna be fun games to watch.
Sure, I agree.
And I think this ship is gonna, it's gonna be really, really good for people who know how to fly it. It's kind of like the TIE Phantom was.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that started to fly TIE Phantoms and didn't do anything. They just died.
Yeah. Sure.
Flew on a rock, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think this ship is. It's the same. Mm. You have to fly it, and you have to fly it a lot to be able to fly it well.
Yeah.
But the thing about the Phantom was you had the damage output on the Phantom, which you don't have on this ship.
No.
Even though you might survive a little bit longer.
Mm. It will be interesting to see how essential Palpatine will end up being for this ship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think actually Kylo Ren on the silencer with Omega Leader and Pulp Shuttle might be a viable list.
Yeah.
Updated.
Like the old Minox special, but just flip out Whisper for Kylo.
Whisper new and improved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might be. So, have we talked about this ship? So, I think we can all agree that it's not broken. It's a good ship, but definitely not broken.
Yeah, like Jesper said, it's going to set us up for some nice ace on ace action. I just think this ship will win most of that action.
Yeah.
Mm.
But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be fun.
I'm going to say Vader, PS11 Vader, will wear it down.
Sure.
But then again, PS11 Vader will become PS0 Vader, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Might get a few good shots in.
Fair.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have had. We should just stop talk about the silencer.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we talked enough about it.
We're done.
We have prizes for regionals.
Woo!
Yeah. They've announced.
I actually like those prizes. Sure. You have seen them, Jesper?
I have. I like most of these prizes. I'm skeptical on the dice, and it's only because I'm jealous. Because they look very, very similar to the first set of marble dice.
Oh yeah.
From 2015.
Yeah. I have those, and those are dice that are going to the grave with me.
Yeah, they were the first dice I won, and.
Same here.
Yeah.
Yep. Same.
But they may they look maybe a little bit different. I don't know. But
probably we'll see.
But the prices, they are. We have an alt art. It's Succus.
Yeah.
Right? The Succus Pilot. The card looks nice. I don't think people are going to fly Succus.
No, whatever.
But it completes the set if you go into a system open.
Yeah, it is. No, it didn't have Forlorn. I don't think so.
What are the ones in the system open? It's Boba,
it's
Dengar.
Boba, Dengar, it's IG-88 and Bosk.
IG-88 and Bosk. Oh, no Forlorn.
We need
nobody flies Forlorn anyway. Like it's
no. But nobody flies Succus.
No, true. Yeah.
And then we have
orange
stress
tokens.
It's fine. Stress. You always need stress because I think stress is gonna be more viable in the meta.
Sure.
Yep.
I don't like them in orange. But
no, I don't get it. They're just meh.
Yeah. But then they have those marbled dice. It's kind of like marbled
and orange
blended
templates
with the stripper dice.
Yeah, it's like glittery marble.
Yeah. It's a little glitter in them, but
yeah. They look
I'm
pretty.
Gonna try to win those. I like my dice.
Yeah.
I like many dice. Then they have templates. And
I
orange.
Want
I think it's the same set as in Store Championship. It's the same clear orange.
Yeah, it matches the range rulers.
Yeah,
I think
it is. And I'm hoping they will be the darker orange.
Oh right, yeah.
And the more yellow one.
I have my range rulers are the yellow orange.
Yeah, I have both actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I won the orange ones in Store Championship here in Nexus Regic.
Oh, so you are a Store Champion?
Yes, I am the Store Champion.
I am also a Store Champion.
Oh, hey, are you a Store Champion?
That's nice. You guys are fun.
Yeah, we're two of us now. But actually, I won Store Champion with Store Championship with Vader and Racklo.
Nice.
It was a meta.
What a fun list.
Yeah, it's fun to fly. It was a meta call on my part. Everyone was going to fly Nim and Dengar and Dash, and this list just eats it alive.
Yeah, no thank you.
but my final matchup was against Fairship Rebels.
And you won it?
Yeah, I won it.
Nice.
It's a 2-hour match. So
The
FSR is gonna crumble.
Yeah.
In that time, but it was a really really close match, that match.
Nice.
But in first place on the regionals, there's a plaque.
Yeah. Nice looking thing.
Nice looking.
Yeah,
it'll
nice
go
plaque.
Well.
Is it the same show as in last year? You should know, Jesper.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
You have a quite a nice price wall. I remember I saw a picture.
You saw the picture? Yeah, I was showing off. Yeah, so I sit above my desk. Yeah, it's the same. It's the same regional plaque as last year.
Yeah.
Just with the number changed.
Yeah.
My plaque. My girlfriend. She allowed me to put it in the garage.
That's very generous. do you have a date for your regional yet? Because you only get one,
we
right?
Haven't. We only get one, yeah. But we were actually hoping for two store championships this year. We have another store now, but I don't think they got it. Well, at least we didn't play it. But we only get one regional, and I'm going to win it.
Are you?
No, of course I'm going to try. I want to go top 8, I think. I think those dices are going to be top 8. So that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want those dices.
Nice.
I have my regionals templates from 2015, the black ones.
Oh, my templates?
Yeah.
Oh, the black ones are really nice.
Yeah, I have those. I stole them from Ail.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We
yeah.
We played the final game in Swiss. The one that the guy who won that matchup would go on. And when
good times. Good times.
And I won Ail. Me and Abe, we always meet up in every matchup.
Every
tournament.
Every tournament we.
But of course, we only have like 20 to 30 people tournaments. Mm-hmm. But it's the same in the same number in regional as in store kit tournaments.
Yeah.
The people here. It's quite competitive scene here in Iceland. Because we get so few tournaments, so everyone
just goes hard on every single one.
Of course. I mean, in a Q3 tournament, everyone takes their Dengar names and stuff like that.
And you know,
gives
a really good effort on every tournament.
Yeah,
but it must be quite weird because you must end up meta gaming against the players rather than the lists quite a lot.
Yeah, of course you do that.
Yeah.
That's why I took the Racklow list. Because I kind of knew what many people were bringing. I'm probably not gonna bring Racklow now because Aces are back, and I don't think Racklow is great against Aces.
You have to hit him.
Yeah, he has to hit him. Yeah. So, Jesper, how do you like Wave? Should we call it Wave 12-teen?
12-teen.
Because
it's coming out together, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So it's 12 and 13.
I like it. I will probably buy two silencers because I want to at least try flying Kylo and Blackout together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably just going to buy one bomber.
Yeah.
I can never see a reason why I would want more than one in the list.
No. I agree.
Yeah. I get the Sheathy Peed. Even though I never fly the Ghost.
But the Phantom, I can't pronounce it. Sheathapeed. It's a strange name. But I don't think you're going to fly it with a Ghost. I think it's going to be a support ship.
Yeah, just AP5 on its own, right?
AP5 or Fan. Either way.
Yeah.
It's an amazing ship.
What's the other ship? The Gunboat?
Gunboat.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about the gunboat.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that game is before my time.
Yeah,
I just think it looks stupid.
It's like a tiny shuttle.
Yeah,
it's so cute.
I actually like the gunboat. I played the game. The hype is probably not as big on my part.
Yeah.
As many others, but I like it. I'm probably gonna buy two of them because I wanna try to fly either Kylo or Whisper with two of them.
Yeah,
I think that might be a viable list.
Yeah, we were trying to make up lists and we said the two most obvious ones is you take Kylo and then you have enough points for two HLC gunboats two TLT aggressors.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I will probably buy two gunboats, but I will sigh and look down every time I put it on the table.
I think it looks great.
It looks too small and big at the same time. Like it's a weird.
But what about the scum ship? What was it called?
Kimogila.
The Kimogila, with a bullseye firing.
I mean,
is it dead on arrival? Is it
probably?
We saw the dial. The dial was spoiled. I don't have it here in front of me, but
I've got a picture somewhere. But it's I think
the dial was horrible. I think
it's a horrible dial, but I think the what's it called? The bullseye arc.
Yeah.
It just feels like a bit of a gimmick.
Yeah, and considering the recent information, what's it trying to bullseye? A silencer.
Yeah.
When's that gonna happen?
Never.
No. So the dial is it's worse than a TIE bomber.
Yeah. Exactly.
If you can believe that. So the two turns are red and the one turns are red.
I think it's a cool ability though. It's ability that my it's cool because it brings arcs into the game, kind of.
Kind of
extra arc and yeah.
But run it with AP5.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Why should you run it? It's a scum ship.
Oh, scum ship.
Yeah.
Then I don't care. It's shit.
I think the only one that will see play is the PS8 one. And he will only see play with the VI.
Yeah, that's the only way to play it. I think. But we are out of things to talk about, really. But let's talk a little bit about regionals, because regional season is about to come. Isn't it is first regionals just this weekend or something?
First regional is this summer. Is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's Trondheim.
It's in the UK, right? Yeah.
It's Trondheim, Norway.
It's in Norway, of course.
Nice.
Yeah. There was a guy from Norway that posted in our local group.
Robert Mortensen.
Too bad I can't go. I told him, please don't. I really wanted to go.
Yeah.
But
and my wife is in Sweden now. You know, I would like to trade places.
Yeah. Have you decided on lists that you're gonna fly?
Do you know what I decided last week? I'm gonna do control bots for the whole season.
Okay.
I'm gonna do them all the way to Worlds.
Oh wow!
Ooh, you're gonna bring the Worlds as well?
Yeah.
Oh nice.
That
is fantastic.
Because
I think
I don't really know what else to take, so I'll play with all the things, try all the new things, and see how they work. But I'm gonna take the IGs to Worlds, so yeah.
Yeah, of course you gotta fly stuff just to be able to fly against it.
Yeah, of course it's not gonna be the only thing I play, but
no, that's what I'm doing now. I've been flying Imperials my whole playing life, really, X-wing life.
Yeah.
But after Worlds, I decided just to take a little break from Imperials, at least, on casual nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been flying kind of everything else.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, I've been flying strong lists just to be able to see how to counter them, really. I think that's a good strategy to be able to be better.
Are you guys doing any other events? Any other regionals abroad or nationals abroad?
I haven't planned for it.
Okay.
I would like to go to System Open.
Oh yeah, I would love to go to a System Open.
Yeah, and yeah.
But you know, time, resources.
Yeah, I have a few tournaments I would like to go. I have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Of course, it's Worlds. Worlds is number one. I'm gonna try to get a ticket. Yeah. If I don't get a ticket to Worlds, I go to Euros.
Yeah. Nice.
But so.
And then the Invitational, yeah.
So you're gonna have to store a lot of life points.
I really want to go to UK Nationals and and Scandinavian Nationals. What is Nordic Nationals.
Yeah, I will be going to the Nordic Nationals as well.
Yeah.
And hopefully,
we might actually have a big tournament here in Iceland.
Yeah,
there is a conference called Midgard. It's a gaming and costume conference. We're gonna announce it better later.
Yeah.
We're gonna get guys from it.
Give them a little bit of plug.
They're gonna have an X-Wing tournament there. It's gonna be an annual thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know how many spaces they will have. Probably around 40 or something for the first year.
Yeah.
But It might be good. It's attracting foreigners to come and play. We need to widen our perspective.
Yeah.
Get more people
to play. Yeah.
But I mean, the cool thing for foreigners is that Iceland is, at least from Northern Europe, it's not that far away.
No.
It's only like a two and a half hour flight. But it's expensive when you're there.
Yeah, you have to fly everywhere.
Yeah.
So, anything else about rituals? Prep, really? How do you prep for it? Do you prep any differently than, let's say, store champion?
No. Because it's not—it's the same size of a tournament here in Iceland.
No, it was really a question for Jesper.
Do I prep?
Because I mean, you compete in like 10 store championships a year or something.
Yeah. I use store championships to test lists a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I use store championships as testing for my regionals.
Yeah.
Because I go to a lot of regionals. We're very lucky in that we have quite a few. We have 10 in the UK this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
But obviously we can just jump over to the Netherlands and Belgium and, you know.
Yeah.
And it's quite cheap for you guys.
It's quite cheap. It's actually cheaper to... It was cheaper to go to Belgian nationals than it was to go to, like, Birmingham.
Oh, really?
Or Liverpool. It was cheaper to go to Belgian nationals than it was to my nationals.
Oh. that's funny.
Yeah. Is it? I mean, there is no better prep than practice, really.
No, exactly.
Just get as many games in as you can.
Yeah. But I think we have all the content this week.
Yeah.
Should we? Yeah. I think we're gonna finish the show.
Okay, now. That's cool.
Do you have any? Well, oh no, we were gonna talk about the OCX beef.
Beef.
Yeah, the OCX beef. I don't remember who it was that he wanted. There was a guy in OCX that wanted to start a beef with us.
Yeah, because we were
too nice.
Too nice.
Yeah, yeah. Or too perfect. I don't remember.
Was it perfect?
Yeah, too perfect, I think.
That's how I feel all the time.
But then again, they were probably drunk
when
they said it. Like usual. But I'm just going to say to the OCX guys, because they might be listening, you probably don't want to start a beef with us. We have a clip from Ryan Farmer, because Ayat played Ryan Farmer from the Minox
in Last Worlds,
He talked a little bit about that. I'm just gonna play it.
Okay.
Go Jesper, for it. You might not hear it, but it's a fantastic quote. Let me see. I'm gonna find it. Should be here somewhere.
So this is like we're starting the game and Paul Heavers that's moisture over there. and this is where his name hadn't stuck and he wasn't okay with it, but okay
I'm gonna play it.
And I'm playing this Viking, this guy who could probably rip my head off with his bare hands. And
did you hear it, Jesper?
No.
No, 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 no. Okay. You'll just hear it later. it was just Ryan Farmer. He was talking about this Viking guy.
This Viking guy, yeah.
This Viking guy.
That could probably rip his head off.
With his bare hands.
With his bare hands.
I wasn't aware I was having this effect on people, but fine.
But I'm just going to note to the OCX guys. Yeah. Ayat. He's the smaller
one. I'm the smaller one.
But I know they drink a lot, so if you're going to meet them at Worlds, we're not going to beef with them. We're just going to invite them for an Icelandic Brennivín.
Snaps.
Nice.
Snaps. Yes.
Or just a beer.
Yeah. It's called Black Death.
I would recommend against it.
I'll put it.
It's not good for you.
You tried it?
I tried
to say it's not worth it.
But it's good.
No.
But any shout-outs? Jesper, start with you.
Yeah, sure. I'll just give a general shout out to 186th Squadron.
Yeah.
Back in the UK. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't checked out a podcast, check it out.
Yeah, of course I have.
Yeah, you guys do really good shows.
Yes.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that. But yeah, that's it. Thanks for really nice having you on, or having me on.
Who is who here?
Yeah, and hopefully I get to see you guys. If not at your regional, then Worlds.
Yeah, if not at Worlds, then Euros.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're gonna see each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's X-Wing. Everyone's gonna see each other.
Yeah.
I love this game, and I love the community and all the friends I've had here. So, any shoutouts?
None that come to mind.
No.
Just all the guys at Nexus. Hey. Yeah.
Hey. So we're gonna just say goodbye. You wanna say AFL? Are you good with us, Jesper?
Let me. Hang on. Let me.
Have a crack at it.
I'm just gonna Google. Was it Iceland volcano?
Yeah.
And then yeah, I'll say it with you.
Okay. So if you say.
Yeah.
Goodbye and.
Good.
Yes.
That was awesome.
That was horrible. Well, Jesper, thanks for being on the show. It was great.
Thanks for having me on, man.
We're gonna see everyone in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
In the next episode.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
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 Eyjafjallalatla kudl.